ABC Radio Darwin.
Aussie, Aussie.
So last year, you might remember the conversation I had about a bloke on the Alice Springs Community Forum who'd been posting anti-gay and anti-gay marriage articles. And it turns out the bloke was a teacher at the local high school, and his post at the time, well, they had over 100 comments from mums, dads, past pupils, locals, maybe possibly you shared your thoughts. Basically, they concerned one, that he was sharing his opinions on a community forum, and two, that as a teacher, his comments could be seen by vulnerable students in his care, which could be read as hurtful or homophobic. At the time, I contacted the Department of Education to get their take on the teacher's posts and the comments. And the department said that they had received a number of complaints. Their response was, appropriate processes have been actioned, and as this is an internal process between the department and the employee, no further comment will be made. So, that was in September. Now, 10 months later, more articles regarding LGBTI and same-sex marriage are again being posted on the same Facebook site by the same teacher, whose name I have chosen not to say. Back to the Department of Education, and this is their latest response.
A complaint has been received, which is currently being considered by the Department of Education. The department is unable to make any further public comment. The Department of Education is committed to creating safe, inclusive school communities for all Northern Territory students, including those who identify as LGBTI.
Okay, so another comment is now being considered by the department, but like some of the comments posted to that teacher's articles, again, vulnerable teenagers will be reading those articles and reading those comments and could possibly be affected by them. So, today, moving away from the teacher and the post, I'm hoping for a more detailed conversation with the department on this. And to be clear, I have also offered a right of reply to the teacher in question. But right now, how do you talk to children of all ages, from littlies to 12 to 13-year-olds, preteens to teenagers? How do you talk to them about sexuality? Kath Hackinson is the founder of Sex Ed Rescue. Hello to you, Kath.
Hi, how are you?
So talking about sexuality, of course, it's in the media. It's written into movies now. It's in books. It's on the street. There's men holding men's hands, women kissing women. In 2017, how do you talk to children about a man loving another man or a woman loving a woman?
We have to talk about it in an everyday way. So, as you said, you might be walking down the street and see two men kissing, and you might have your son with you, and you might say, hey, look at that, there's two guys kissing. Did you know that guys can kiss? And have a chat about it, about the fact that it's okay. So it's about normalising it and planting the suggestion that it does happen at a very young age. If you want a child who grows up accepting of differences because, you know, it might be your child who's gay one day or their best friend or your nephew. So it's about, yeah, planting the seeds that everyone is different and that's okay.
You host a blog and you write articles. You have a Facebook site and host forums there. I imagine you must get a lot of pushback, people pointing the finger and claiming that you're maybe promoting kids to be gay.
Yeah, some people believe it's a choice. They believe that you wake up one day and go, oh, I might decide to have a relationship with a woman, or that it doesn't actually happen that way. It's actually wired. So they say that most kids discover that they're same-sex attracted or gay, usually around puberty, some earlier, some later, but they usually realise it and they're pretty clear about it. So it's nothing that they can choose to stop. They can, but they end up being quite unhappy.
I suspect, Kath, it must be particularly tricky when there's also a religious background.
Yeah. And look, I think I have a lot of American people following me, and I think in Australia a lot of us, you know, we might have a religious belief, but it's not very dominant in our society as such. So I do get a lot of people who believe for their own reasons that, yeah, same-sex relationships are wrong. So I very much try to take the approach of, you know, how would you feel if that was you and you were attracted to the same sex and your parents were anti and your church was? What would you know, what would you do? So I try to get them to think about how it would be from their child's perspective if it, they do find that they are same-sex attracted.
What's your advice, Kath, when it comes to that teenager reading social media comments or reading articles that are anti-gay, I suppose, and anti-gay marriage? What's your advice to the mums and dads to help the teenager sort of sift through what they're reading?
I think it's definitely important for them to know that you might live in an area where there's lots of gay relationships and everyone's open and accepting, but that doesn't happen everywhere. So I think it's really important to let kids know that some people are okay about it, but some people aren't okay about it. It's like colour discrimination. So it's more about the fact of letting them know that some people believe it's wrong and they believe it's a choice. So giving them that information, but also letting them know that there's great places that they can go and get information from as well and support nowadays.
What kind of comments do you get from parents whose children have opened up to them that they're either questioning their sexuality or they've come to a realisation that maybe they are gay?
I'm very lucky, as in a lot of the people who follow me and are attracted to what I sort of say and preach are okay about them. A lot of them are a little bit scared because they know as an adult and having seen discrimination that it is a hard path to walk. I've got a friend who's gay and she fosters children. She hasn't told her kids that she's gay because she doesn't know how to approach it. So there's things like that that some people are really uncomfortable about it. But I think it's about, letting them know that there is support out there.
It's so interesting that you talk about the normalisation because I suppose it's a generational thing as well, because certainly from my vintage and I suspect my parents, it wasn't an open thing. I don't even think I knew what the word lesbian was until I was in my 20s, coming from country Victoria. And yet here we are with my kids who are littlies and normalising, it's just a thing that happens. It's hard for me to wrap my head around.
It is a tricky one, but I think because, as you said earlier about how sexualisation is everywhere, you just, like, I live on a busy street in the city. We have buses going past with banners about sexualised content. So it's very much in my kids' face and everyone around us as well. So I think that just sort of shows that today more than ever, sex ed hasn't changed a lot, but I think the need now today is that we really do need to talk to our kids, because if we're not talking to them, they're just going to be absorbing all these highly sexualised messages that they don't know how to process. And if we're not there to talk about it, they're on their own.